Keith, thank you so much for joining us today on Gelsberg Live.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I'm wanting to blow off some steam. So I'm going to throw some axes at your place. What is this?
Well, axe throwing is kind of the new craze that is sweeping across the United States. Great fun for family, all ages. Our age group, 10 and up. Just a fantastic, fun family get-together place.
So are you the first one in this area to bring axe throwing to Knox County?
Yes, we are. We are the first in the area. Peoria and Quad Cities has one, okay. And now we notice that it's spreading our way.
So tell me how this works. I go into your place and I sign up. What do I do? Do I bring my own or
nope. We have. So what you do? You come in. We usually like people to call ahead, but you can walk in. Okay. Usually during the week. You walk in. We have a waiver you sign. Just a liability waiver. Standard things we have to do for insurance. Got to love insurance and attorneys.
Oh yeah.
So
especially when you're dealing with axes.
Especially with axes. Yeah. Yes, and yeah. Throwing them.
Yeah.
And of course, we have a full restaurant bar.
Yeah.
So you can order food and drink, appetizers. But when you sign up, you come in for an hour or an hour and a half, whatever you like. We do take parties as well. But once that happens, we go over some safety rules. I teach you how to throw, and away we go.
So how do you teach somebody to throw an axe? You mean I can't just walk in and go, ah, and you're throwing it at a target, a bullseye?
That is correct. So okay. the way these lanes are set up are World Axe Throwing League is a huge organization. They have a circuit. They compete. It's almost like billiards and tournaments and darts. This all originated in Canada. They've done the science with this. So we build the lanes to their specs. We use their stenciling to build our targets, and I purchase all my axes from World Axe Throwing League. So they're beginner level competition throwing axes out of Canada,
and they're sharp.
They've got an edge on them. They're not razor sharp because they really don't need to be. It's just sharp enough to get in wood.
Yeah. So how long is the lane? Are you able to go closer or farther back depending on your skill level?
Yeah, so there is a 12-foot minimum. They've done the science of what it takes to flip this axe one time and stick it in the target where you need it.
Okay.
So I teach you the technique. You stand at this 12-foot line. If the 12-foot mark isn't working for you, then I can slowly back you up. The lanes are 16 feet in length, but typically that 12 to 14-foot range, I have got people hitting bullseyes 10 years and up.
Oh, 10-year-old kid.
10-year-old kid.
So is it one-handed or two-handed? What's your technique?
I always start you off two-handed.
Okay.
If you're good enough, you got that strong forearm grip, I can get you into one-handed. We also have throwing stars, throwing knives. So we have all sorts of fun things to do.
So you could use your hour and a half there to do ninja stuff, throwing stars.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me, when you throw that, is there your technique? Do you have to like step forward, your two hands above your head? You got the axe above your head and then you step into it?
Actually a pretty precise training that we go through.
Okay.
It's a hand over hand with a dominant hand, 1 foot forward kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's an over your head, quick reaction over your head, touch your back, throw the axe straight out. So you're doing the same thing. This is a repetitive, constant thing that you do. So once you find your place, if you just do the exact same thing that I've trained you to do, your body, it's almost like second nature.
So do I have to be like a strong man to do this?
Oh, no.
I mean, would I, you know.
Some of my best throwers are girls age 10 to 13 are some of my best throwers.
Wow.
And ladies in general are inherently better at axe throwing because this is a methodical game.
Oh, boy.
And it's all about light tossing.
That's a strong statement there.
Yeah.
Women are better than men at throwing axes.
Oh, yeah.
But we're the manly guys. We're supposed to be the lumberjacks and all that.
Well,
that's what I picture.
The power gets to them. That's why.
So do you probably see that? These guys come in,
day.
Oh, I could do this. And
yep, and they're flustering, throwing it up high, throwing it down low, hitting the fence. Oh, yeah, see it all the time.
So do you have competitions there?
Not yet. With COVID being here, that circuit kind of hasn't, people are afraid to still come out in some groups, starting to lighten up. But now I've started seeing the interest where we probably have 30, 40, 50 people that want to sign up and start doing leagues.
Oh, my
gosh. Once that happens, I'll start posting. And, as we go later on, I'll explain we have another business venture that we'll be able to kind of travel between the two areas to do some tournaments.
Keith, it's great to have you with us today on Gelsberg Live.
Thank you.
There's a lot of people that are you know, when they heard this was coming to Knoxville, there at the same place where Big Cats is, there was a lot of curiosity. What is this? Beaver's teeth? Where? Can you take us back to how this whole thing got started?
I can. So in 2014, my wife and I, my mother-in-law, Pam, we bought the old hardware store.
Yeah.
And we revamped it, added candy and ice cream along with it, kind of a family fun destination. And that was in 2014. You know, as times change, you know, I'm a nurse. My wife was a nurse. She wanted something to do outside of nursing. And so we ran the hardware, candy, and ice cream store there in Knoxville. Well, as time went on, we just noticed that the trend of the small retail, so the hardware kind of was fading. We said, you know what, yeah, let's cycle this out. So at the beginning of 2020, I was nursing in Peoria at the school district with kids. And, you know, that's kind of my passion. I love kids. I love, you know, family fun. My wife and I have 8 children together. I have grandchildren.
Oh, my gosh. So, 8 kids.
8 kids, yeah. None together, but we have a blended family.
Okay.
And so, you know, we love being together. It's fun. Yeah. Families are fun. So that was kind of our thing all together. And so we, when I seen this COVID thing coming, I was watching the trends while nursing at the school. I told my wife, I said, now's a good time in January 2020 to let's fade the hardware store out. We'll keep the candy and ice cream. That's the fun part. Let's add something different. Well, that was early January. We get back to school, you know, the first few weeks, COVID really takes off and everybody gets shut down.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of put the hamper on the old-fashioned candy jars we had. You can't put your hand in a candy jar.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So now we had to rethink the plan. So we just took a break while COVID was there. You know, we said, let's just take a break, leave the store shut down. Let's figure out what we're going to do. So we fast forward to, you know, April, May. We approached the city council, and I had been watching Axe Throwing for a long time.
Okay.
The thing that turned me away for a short time was just the insurance, the cost of insurance. Could our area handle it? All those things, yeah, come into mind. But the more that COVID kept people inside, the more we noticed how people need to be together,
yeah,
and have fun with their families and be interactive. You know, we need to be social. We're social,
sure,
beings. So we approached the city council, said, hey, if you'll back us, if you'll approve us a liquor license, we'll build a new restaurant with good food, family fun environment, and I will put Axe Throwing in. And that kind of raised red flags for them at first. They were,
sure,
like, whoa, Axe Throwing and alcohol. I'm like, wait, do some research. You know, here's my information. I'll give it to you. But do some, yeah, research. We'll come back and talk again. We came back, met with them again. They're like, we've seen this. You know, there's nothing around here. But we've seen this, and we think it's a good idea. We'll let you do it.
Yeah.
And so they approved us, and we moved forward with building the Axe Throwing.
My gosh. And so when did you officially open there?
Mid-October,
okay,
of 2020.
So you've really created a destination place.
We would hope
they're
so,
seeking,
yes,
the Axe Throwing.
Yes.
And then they get to enjoy the food because you've got a restaurant and
we
a
do
bar there. Yeah.
Yes,
tell
do
us about the restaurant. What kind of menu do you have?
So we have we didn't want the typical bar food, but you know, with that environment, that's kind of what you get. You get the burgers, the tenderloins. So we went outside of the box a little bit. We,
yeah,
picked out our own burger blend. We wanted a high quality, fresh meats. Nothing, as little frozen things as we could possibly have.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. We picked out the best quality ingredients we have. So we have fresh chicken, fresh beef. None of our stuff's frozen. We hand make our own tenderloins. We have some of the best French fries around. And so we made our menu. We knew the food. And my wife and, yeah, I sat in bed one night after working up there, building everything out. We came home. We said, we got this menu. We're opening in a couple weeks. We need to put names on it.
Yeah.
And so we thought of all the eclectic names that are on our menu, you know, like our mac and cheese Gouda bites are called Beaver Balls. And
oh, my gosh.
So we have – so that's where the menu came about, and it's fantastic food.
Yeah. So what came first, the idea for the axe-throwing establishment or the name? and you had the – where did you come up with beaver's teeth?
We thought of the axe-throwing thing first.
Yeah.
And then we thought, okay, now, you know, this is – this is woodsy themed. What are we going to do? You know, so we had to think, what animal, you know, we want to be family fun. We don't want nothing risque. Yeah. We put in, you know, beaver. Well, beavers, when they chew, and if you ever come and throw axes, you'll see why. There's always a pile of dust, sawdust at the bottom and wood chips at the bottom of the targets because throwing axes, you kind of knock the wood out.
Yeah.
And that's where we thought, you know, beavers leave that big pile of wood. Let's call it beavers, you know, beaver's teeth. They chew, they make piles of wood. We had a friend of the kids, a great artist. He drew us our mascot.
Yep.
And
I saw that.
Axel the Beaver. And
Axel the Beaver holding the axe.
Holding
with
the axe. And so that is where Beaver's Teeth came about.
Keith, it's a pleasure to have you with us today on Galesburg Live.
Well, thank you for having me.
You have created quite a stir there in Knoxville, and not just from the axe throwing and your new restaurant there, but several years before when you took over that area there after the grocery store closed. Could you take us back there? How long ago was that? Doesn't seem like it's been that long ago, but
it has been a few years.
Yeah.
I believe that was right around 2015. So we opened Knoxville Mercantile which is where the axe throwing the Beaver's Teeth is now.
Yeah.
In 2014. And
so you built that once the grocery store. Did you buy that when the grocery store went out of business? Did you buy that property?
No, that was owned by another business owner who used it as some storage for a big project.
Okay.
When they built the high school.
Okay.
So that building was purchased, and then as things moved on after we got our mercantile store up and running, I had some other ideas for something I wanted to do, and we talked because the use of the building was done.
Yeah.
Of where Big Cats is now, the old grocery store.
Yeah.
So he wanted to get rid of it and offered it to me, and I took it. And I know Tom and Deb Warden, they were catering. You know, they would set up outside catering on the weekends.
Yeah.
The food, fantastic. So I approached them. I said, hey, I've got this great space for you. What do you think if I build this place? What do you think about opening a restaurant? You know, and that opening a restaurant, don't get me wrong, is not for the weak. So it took some convincing, and so on we went with building what we called at that time Knoxville Mercantile's Pioneer Plaza.
Yeah.
I wanted to change the building up a little, give it a little like Western town feel. There's a lot of attractions all over the U.S. You go to a little town, you say, wow, that's a cool building.
Yeah.
You know, let's stop there and see what they've got to offer.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of the theme.
It reminds me of Cracker Barrel, you know, in a little way.
See,
I mean,
and that's the whole theme right there. Cracker Barrel brings you in because you can see the front of the building.
Yeah.
You know, first appearance is everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I wanted. It got people's attention.
So did you tear down the grocery store and then build this new building, or is it you just remodeled the current existing building?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay.
So we added a new facade to it, put the wraparound porch, did a bunch of interior work, some new plumbing.
Oh,
and then we built out, you know, the Big Cats area for them. And then we had, you know, at one time we had an arcade where Edward Jones is now. Edward Jones wanted to come in, Edward Jones Investments. So we decided to get rid of the arcade and let them move in, which was a great fit for the community.
Yes.
And so that's where – and then as time went on, we offered the building to Tom and Deb. It was the better fit for them to have the whole building because they could have better use of it. So now we've transitioned ownership to them.
All right. Keith Vaughn, owner of Beaver's Teeth Axe Throwing Brew and Chew in Knoxville, and a local entrepreneur revitalizing Knoxville. When that grocery store was closing, a lot of people thought, oh my gosh, this is, you know, Knoxville's going the way of a lot of other communities that just seem to be losing business. But are you originally from Knoxville?
No, I'm not. I was born and raised in Washington, Illinois, not far away.
Yeah.
I came to the Galesburg area because I got offered a position at Cottage Hospital.
Okay.
And that's what brought me out here. That's where I met my lovely wife now. And, but you know, now I am a local resident.
You
have been for a long time.
And you are, you know, single-handedly revitalizing the city of Knoxville.
Well, you know, we've got some other business owners that have really stepped up and, you know, chipped in.
But doesn't it take someone to say, you know, I really believe you've got a vision. You've obviously got a vision for what you're doing there. And it takes somebody who has that vision and courage to step out and say, you know, this may fall flat, but we got to try something.
That's exactly
I think this
right.
could work.
Small town USA will go away if people do not step up and at least take a chance. Mm. You know, we are in a great location. We have a great community. So I seen that early on, and I said, you know what? Our town's going to go away. There's nothing here for our kids to do, for our families to do.
Yeah.
If we don't step up, who is? Once we stepped up, people seen, wow, maybe we can do this.
Yeah.
Now here we've seen it. Now COVID's kind of slowed things down again.
Yeah.
But again, Knoxville, Galesburg, all the small towns, I have a feeling that this stuff's going to pick back up.
Yeah, yeah. Do you see, you know, let's talk about some of this. Have you seen other small business owners that they're in Knoxville? Once you did that, suddenly they're like, hey, I think we can do this too. Have you seen some things that are coming? You got the coffee shop across the way, their beans and things, right?
Yep, exactly. So the coffee shop came in. I know the family restaurant, Louie, at the time, he did some great renovations, you know, within a couple of years. Of course, Big Cat Edwards Jones, a coin shop over with them. And I know the Great Outdoors, which is a little gun bait tackle place right on the corner by Big Cats. They moved in after that.
Yeah.
So all these little buildings, you know, any business you can bring to a community is great for every other business in town.
Yeah, my gosh. And then, of course, the new school was built there in Knoxville. So, I mean, it seems like Knoxville's got something going on right now.
Yes.
That a lot of other small communities don't have yet.
Yep. Not yet.
Right. Not yet.
We're hoping.
But what a great example for these other small communities. I think of I live in Abingdon.
Yeah.
Little town of Abingdon. I think Knoxville would be a good inspiration. I hate to say that because there's such a rivalry between Knoxville and Abingdon.
The whole sports thing, yeah.
But come on, you know, if Knoxville can do it, let's, you know.
But Abingdon can do the same thing.
But Keith, it takes people like you.
That's right.
To jump forward.
So step up.
Was there any time when you thought, what have we done? Oh. And, you know, when you're building that new facade, when you're creating that, what did you call the plot? Pioneer Plaza?
Pioneer Plaza.
Pioneer Plaza. When you're creating that and people are telling you, this isn't going to work. I don't know what you're doing. You're throwing your money. What are you doing?
Yeah. Heard it. You know, there's always critics. But, you know, keep your vision. And, you know, if your plan doesn't work, adapt to change. Don't think that your plan is set in stone because that's where people will fail. You know, we took on St. Mary's Chapel in Knoxville and we rebuilt that. You know, it took me 2.5 years to renovate St. Mary's Chapel. Now we have St. Mary's Chapel and Events. We saved another great historic building.
My gosh, let's talk about that. I just drove by that yesterday. I was taking my wife works at Courtyard Estates there in Knoxville. Beautiful place.
Yes.
I took the back way. I was going to go, and I drove by that and went, that's right. This is beautiful out there.
Yes.
You've done an amazing job out there.
Yeah, we've cleaned up the property, you know, and a lot of people, you know, we get the critics again, took down all the trees, you know, but a lot of that was just scrub trees, walnuts that dropped, you know, walnuts that twisted ankles. We've kind of cleaned it up. But like I said, 2.5 year renovation.
Yeah.
We booked a bunch of weddings and things in there. Then COVID came. We canceled 9 weddings. We still held 7 for the year. And then some other things, celebrations of life, baptisms.
Yeah.
We're booking into 2022 now.
Yeah, right. Keith Vaughn is the owner of Beaver's Teeth Axe Throwing, Brew and Chew, local entrepreneur there in Knoxville, created the Pioneer Plaza where Big Cats is and Edward Jones and other things. And, of course, the St. Mary's Chapel. How did that all get started? How did you look at that and say, did you have a vision for that, creating a place for weddings and special events?
You know, that building had been sitting there as long as I'd been in the area.
Yep,
and
I remember.
You drive by it and you're like, man, that would be a cool house. Yeah, who owns it? Well, that had been in a family for years.
Okay.
Again, someone approached us in 2015, 16 and said, the family didn't say, listen, we don't know what to do with it. Are you interested? We know you're fixing up a lot of buildings.
Yeah.
Well, you instantly walk into the place. Even when it was as dilapidated as it was, you walk into it and you instantly fall in love with it.
Yeah.
How can you let this go anymore?
Yeah.
So it was kind of one of them things. Let's resurrect St. Mary's. What can we do with it? And it took me 2.5 years to get it there, but we got it. So.
Do you have someone who manages that for you, or do you handle all the bookings and all that?
Nope. We actually have someone. Elise Quarterman is our wedding coordinator. She's our event planner. She was our former partner at Charge 51. So Elise still does that for us, and that was kind of her passion.
Yeah. So people come in there and they rent the facility, and I mean, you've done all the stone work out there, like a I don't know. Explain that. The garden. Yeah, you've done that. It's incredible.
Yes, we all that stone that is on the property, everything you see there was stuff that when we did renovation and we dug new sewer line and took the trees out, is all stone from the old foundation to the building. So everything that's there was actually dug up and repurposed.
Oh, boy. And then so you can rent it for the weekend? What do people typically do? Do they come in do Friday night for the rehearsal and then?
Yep, exactly right. They come in Friday night. We'll give them for, depending on the package, Friday night for rehearsals. And then we have a bridal suite we put in the basement, a really nice bridal suite. They can come in and have their wedding the day of and take pictures. We offer it for picture opportunities. Any of the local schools that want to come around, even surrounding communities, come over. If they want to do prom pictures, homecoming, we offer that for free.
No kidding.
Yep.
So how do they just call and set up an appointment to come over? And
yep, we'll get them inside. They come in, take pictures. That's a great memory for the kids. It's local.
Keith, thank you so much for being with us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you for having me.
Before we started off the mic, Keith said, yeah, we could talk for hours about what I've got going on. And he wasn't kidding. I had forgotten about the St. Mary's Chapel there in Knoxville. You really do have your hands in a lot of different things. You have a vision. You have an entrepreneurial spirit. I can tell this. And one of those things includes the Bergner's Building out at the Sandburg Mall.
That is correct.
You don't have the whole mall, right?
No,
You just purchased the Bergner's part of it.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, how did that all come about?
Well, we get back to the St. Mary's Chapel. We wanted to have a reception hall. And that puts us, so now we're on the search. Do we build one? Is the return there if we put one on site? Well, it's very costly to do so, to build.
Okay.
So then you find an existing site. Plus you repurpose another building.
Yes.
So we just happened upon the Bergner's Building, and we thought, wow, 86,000 square feet, we can do way more than just a reception hall. Convention center, we can have outdoor shows, that kind of thing. So we talked with the guy that owns the place, and the subdivision went through, and we got the Bergner's. We were going to purchase the rest of the mall, and he just could not do he had to back out of that part of it. He just could not do it at the time. And so we own the Bergner's and then the 15 acres of surrounding parking lot.
You were looking to buy the whole mall.
The rest of the mall and the Sears building. So the interior mall, the Sears building, and the Bergner's.
Oh, my gosh.
Initially, we made a deal with the Bergner's, and then he said, are you interested in the rest? And I said, well, I would be.
Yeah.
And so we negotiated, and then as time went on, he just like, I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Not right now.
Yeah.
So that's how we got the Bergner's. Well, the plan was in early 2020, was to start the renovations to turn that into a convention center. We were starting to talk to some of the booking people for the big outdoor shows and things.
Oh, boy.
And we did hotel studies. Do we have area to accommodate them in our area for hotel rooms? And we do. We have great hotels here.
Yes.
Plenty of space. So that was a great plan for us. And then COVID, boom, shut it down. Has it done a lot of stuff? So now we just kind of sat on it. We've had some potential tenants look at it. We currently have a tenant, which I can't disclose at this time right now, but we have a tenant going to move in. They're going to utilize about 15,000 square feet of the south end of the building. Great, absolutely great thing for our community to get us back on track so we can enjoy life again.
Yeah, yeah. So then the plan still is to, in the future, to – Your convention center idea? I mean, is that still?
I would like to. So, right now, until we can put people in the building, we got to be assured we can continue to put large quantities of people together in the building. Once we are assured of that, I think our plan is to move forward with some sort of family fun or convention center.
Gotcha. Do you hear anything else with the rest of the mall? I mean, because it's such a mystery. And it's everything you hear is, well, I heard, they said, somebody told me that they heard from somebody. You're in the know, obviously. Are you excited about the future of what's going to go on the Sandburg Mall,
I'm excited what has happened this far, with Galesburg Warehouse Bargains, and U-Haul has done a fantastic job, Car-Mark, what we will be doing. But the rest of the mall, I'm just so unsure of right now. I've heard multiple plans from the gentleman that owns it.
Yeah.
But he's in the same situation as all business owners. You know, this has been a hard, tough time for business.
I remember being in the Sears part of it, somebody had rented that, and boy, there is a lot of work that needs to be done there, isn't there?
Yeah,
millions of dollars that has to be
pumped
into that.
It needs $1 million roof on it. If that happens, though, you know, now it's still a great building. So,
But
you got to find that right person that can come in. Let's get a roof on it. Mm-hmm. Then let's start moving people in.
Oh, Keith Vaughn is a local entrepreneur, business owner, and just so interesting, the things that you've been a part of and things that people, you know, they see these things happening and they're like, you know, I always thought that would be a great idea, but I just never took the step to do it. And this guy did. What's this guy got that you know, other people don't? And I think that's vision and courage, too.
It is, very much so.
And obviously your wife is right there along with you.
Oh, yeah, my wife and my mother-in-law, Pam.
Okay.
My mother-in-law, Pam, retired from the banking industry, very successful lady. We took her in as a partnership. She never thought she'd be there with us like that. She just thought, well, you know, I'll come up and help on my weekends, on my retirement.
Yeah.
But obviously everybody knows business is a full-time job times two for each person.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding. Well, we want to get back to Beaver's Teeth Axe Throwing Brew and Chew there in Knoxville. Been open since October.
Yep.
And you've created a destination place and something that people are talking about like crazy. Did you hear about that axe throwing place in Knoxville? And suddenly they go, my daughter and her husband have been there a couple times so far. They think it's a blast going there. And it's all ages.
Yes. 10 years old and up.
My gosh.
Yep.
So how does this work? Do you, is it, you know, how many people can you accommodate?
Accommodate large parties. Less COVID restrictions. We can bring parties of 50, and we have one area we can put them in. That's all low tables right next to the axe lanes. We have six lanes, which we've expanded from four because we got so busy we had to add two more lanes of axe throwing.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
we can accommodate, you know, 40 to 50 throwers at one time cycling.
Oh, my gosh. What's your busiest day so far?
Fridays and Saturdays.
Yep. Sure. Are you still open through the week, though?
We are. We're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Monday through Thursday. Then until 1 on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. And it's still a good idea to call ahead to make a reservation. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, especially on Friday, Saturday. I mean, we book by Wednesday of the week. We are booked for most parts of Saturday and a few slots on Friday. During the week, though, you can always call up that day and say, hey, you know, we're not as busy, but we do get axe throwers. Last night we were pretty busy, so...
I'll be darned. And you just go to your website, which is beaversteeth.com, and you can find out all the details about their menu and just plan to be there for an hour and a half.
Yeah,
to
a couple
throw
hours.
Easy, especially if you're going to eat and drink and all that and have a good time. So I was going to bring this up, and you and I talked about this. There's a video on the internet, on Instagram, that was pretty famous, viral. It went viral about a girl that was at one of these axe throwing places, and she throws it, and it bounces back at her and just goes over her head.
Yes.
And, of course, then all the naysayers went crazy, didn't they? They went nuts saying, oh, they're going to kill somebody, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
But you actually use that video in your and that experience in your training.
I do. I use that it as a one of my rules in teaching people how to throw axes the appropriate way. So I train them the way that the World Axe Throwing League would instruct people. But they're the experts in this. And the reason that axe would fly back at somebody is because they threw it recklessly.
Yeah.
They threw it way too hard. Remember, this is a sport that a 10-year-old little girl can come in and throw a competition axe, which weighs 1¾ pound, and stick it in a target 12 feet away.
Yeah.
You do not need to do that.
Yeah.
Plus, they use either rubber, fiberglass, or steel-handled axes.
Hmm.
We use only wooden-handled axes. Now, I'm not saying that they won't bounce back at you, but is it likely they will fly back at you like in that video? I'm going to say nil to
no. Yeah, right. And that's what you do. Before you even get – it's not like you just walk in and pay your money and say, okay, let's give me the axe. I want to get going. You actually take some time to instruct them how to do this correctly and safely.
That's right. We teach them. Yeah, we are very meticulous. We have myself and a couple other trained axe masters, we're called. We make sure we instruct safety priority number one.
Yeah.
And then we teach them how to throw – you know, consistently and the appropriate way to make it not only fun, but safe for everybody.
Yes, yes. And, of course, I'm sure that if there's any shenanigans, you know, you make it pretty clear to people.
You put the kibosh on that pretty darn quick.
You're gone pretty. Because I can see, you know, people get a little rowdy trying to show off for your buddies and stuff. Yep.
And we do have, you know, there is a limit to what you can drink. You know, we try to limit you to a couple of beers per, you know, per session. But if you come in, you can stay after and, you know, and have fun if you like. But, you know, you got to measure that safety factor in there.
That's right. And you said that the possibility of some axe throwing tournaments might be in the future.
That is correct. Yep. We've had a lot of interest in leagues, upwards of 40 to 50 people, which means we could break that up into several groups and pick out one night. We did buy another bar in Woodhull, Illinois, bar restaurant that my son, who got out of the Marines, we let him in with. He'll operate that. And we'll probably put a couple of lanes of X-Showing in out in Woodhull as well. So my now gosh. We can kind of travel between the two places.
My gosh. You have a lot going on, sir. So what do you do for fun?
You see it. Work is fun. And sleep.
And sleep. So is there any plan to, I mean, you're not an older gentleman. So, you know, you're going to be doing this for
at least a couple more years.
A couple more
I'll
years,
be 51
yeah.
this year, and I'm hoping I have a few years left, and yeah, well, maybe me and the wife can take a vacation in the next 5 years. So.
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah. Well, I will say thank you for everything you're doing. Again,
well,
great vision, and you and your partners, your wife and your mother-in-law, right? For everything you're doing and the vision that you've got for these communities. Like I said, you just bought the place in Woodhull. That all is going to help these small communities.
Absolutely.
And what a great inspiration to the other small communities out there
to do
the same. Yeah. Keith, thank you for joining us today on Galesburg Live. I encourage people to go to your website, beaversteeth.com, get all the details for that. And good luck in all your ventures and come back and see us soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.